Scream Queens.
Welcome to... No, let me find it again. This is Scream Queen. No, no, I'm not happy with it. I'm not
take
happy
your time,
with it.
Take your time. Absolutely no pressure.
Welcome to Scream Queens,
the podcast where two comedians watch, review, and gossip about everything on your screens. My name is Alex J. I am a comedian, podcaster, and writer.
My name is Beck Charwood, aka the Big Beck, and I am a comedian, writer, podcaster, and big fodder. Sorry. It was a rude one this week.
Hey, and sorry. I can fact check that. It's terrible. I'm kidding. I've never smelled your farts in my life.
Thank you. Can I tell you, speaking of farts, can I tell you the funniest, the craziest thing that happened last night?
Absolutely.
I was hosting this corporate. And
I'm loving all elements already.
It was like a big gala dinner. So it's all people in like black tie. Mm. And when I wasn't on stage, I had to sit at one of like the tables with like –
Guests
of the company, and they're all these like corporate like and sales reps. And what happens always at these gigs is someone who's had too many Chardonnays comes up and goes, "You're so brave." It's a common
brave, yes.
Chat of, and all I'm doing is bringing people on and off stage. Sure. I'm like, you don't even know my full power.
Just you wait.
I'm just commanding the room. I haven't even said a joke yet.
Oh my God, your little mind will be blown.
So this middle-aged dude, he's like, what you do up there, you are so brave. I was like, oh wait, that's really sweet of you. And he's like, as a comedian, you know, you're up there, you know, you're tackling society and like geopolitics. And I was like,
sure.
Oh, dude, I'm literally... My comedy is about like genitals and farts. Like, I'm not doing the political stuff. He goes, and that is also really brave. And I was like, oh my God.
King!
And then he leans in and he goes, one time I didn't fart for 3 years.
Just remember what brought us here.
And then I was like, oh, okay. And then he leans in closer and he goes, and I don't tell a lot of people that.
Me?
I was like, oh my God, thank you for picking me. And literally all I know about this man is that he thinks public speaking is brave and he didn't fart for 3 years.
At some point in time, he's not currently in that. He's got through it, but he needs to tell you.
And I have so many questions.
He probably wanted you to be like, hey dude, you're brave too.
Yeah.
It's really scary to not fart for 3 years.
Yeah, did you incur some internal damage from
that?
Look at us, what?
Two brave souls. Yeah.
Anyways, that's my favourite thing that's happened this week.
That's fantastic.
Just a peek behind the curtain for everyone.
My Lord.
How are you?
I'm all right.
People talking to you about their farts? Or?
Not yet, okay. But fingers crossed.
It's early in the week.
Going to a wedding tomorrow night, so who knows? I could start some fart combos.
Definitely.
See where it takes us.
A lot of Chardonnay going around. Mm-hmm. A lot of middle-aged people.
Hell yeah.
Could happen.
Watch this space. I'll report back next week.
I look forward to getting the message from you. It just says, in all caps, it happened.
Fart combo galore. Sure, it was just me. And everyone left.
People.
But it happened. All right, so today is our pop culture gossip episode, Rebecca. What are we talking about today?
Okay, what we're covering up top, we got Justin Timberlake trying to crawl back into the public sphere.
Ugh.
Yuck.
In his fucking cargo chino pants.
Ugh. We're going to talk about Kate Middleton.
Where is she?
Where is she? Has she been found? Honestly, we don't know, but hey.
We're going to speculate.
This is the podcast where we talk about things that aren't important. Like they are.
Exactly.
So you best believe we're going to talk conspiracies, okay? No facts here. And also someone who came back into the zeitgeist this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Australian soap opera star and I think one-hit wonder pop icon Holly Valance.
Holly Valance has thoughts about stuff and we're all hearing them for some reason.
Oh, hearing about it. Why? Where do you want to start today?
Let's start with Kate.
Okay.
Womp womp. Quick disclaimer. So just before we get into... Oh, my God. We're recording this on Sunday morning as a little pickup because we have just found out that Kate Middleton has cancer and has been battling cancer. That's why she hasn't been around. But we recorded this episode on Friday before we knew that.
A mere 12 hours before the news broke. So
yeah.
Look, we're quickly learning what it's like to be in a cycle of topical and developing stories in our new endeavor on this podcast.
Yeah, and so obviously we realize now in hindsight that, look, the speculation and fun of it all now, it seems pretty fucked. But we did have a lot of good points, I think, about how shitty the royal family's PR is. So we've chosen to leave this chat up.
From that angle, because that is the main angle that we were taking. And that I still stand by that. By that statement, I do still think they handled the entire process very poorly, despite the outcome. We just wanted to jump in to let you guys know that we're obviously aware of the development in the story, and we obviously wish Kate all the best. It's an awful thing that she's going through, and that, we recorded this obviously before that news broke.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, if you want to keep listening, keep listening. But if you want to skip it, more than welcome to.
Let me get you a timestamp right now.
Oh, hell yes.
Because if you'll believe it, we've got the project up right in front of us. You can skip forward to around 21 minutes for all of our gossip and love fest, question mark, on Justin Timberlake.
So yeah, we love you. Just want to let you know. That we know, and we obviously, cancer is very serious, and we would never make fun of it.
No, absolutely not. That is not what this chat is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back in. We love you.
Love you. So, obviously, everyone knows no one's seen Kate Middleton for quite some time.
Yes. And as we know, the royal family, so great at PR nightmares.
Communication.
Yeah.
So, they're absolutely killing it right now. Just... No notes whatsoever.
Wait, so how long has she been missing? Because I vaguely kind of know the story.
Yeah.
Do you have facts on this?
I've got a timeline, baby.
Oh, my God. How long has she been missing for?
She's been missing. Well, she hasn't. Sorry. She hasn't been seen. Let's say missing. Again, we're not newscasters.
Yeah.
Kate Middleton disappeared on Christmas Day. The last time she was seen, it was Christmas Day 2023.
Okay.
She attended church with her family, and that's when she was last professionally, officially photographed.
Right.
Then a month later, on January 17, the royal family announces a planned abdominal surgery and that Kate won't be back in the public until after Easter. Okay. So that got people's alarm bells kind of ringing because it's like, wow, what kind of abdominal surgery needs, 3-4 months of recovery?
Yeah.
So a lot of people being like, this is the bitch that 2 minutes after giving birth was in heels and a dress and like outside the hospital with her newborn.
Doing the wave. Yep. Yeah.
So like,
stop making them do that.
Stop it.
It's 2024. We now know how gruesome and grueling birth is.
Yes.
It's not the 60s where you've got to be like, it was basically like passing wind. Anyway, here at a big fart episode
so
today.
Brave.
So brave. Like, and then you just come out like it never happened. Mm. Like, let the woman sit in an ice diaper for a week.
Please.
And then make her do her hair.
My God. So people are like, so this one needs the 4 months, like something's not adding up. Like if that's true, absolutely, take as much time as you need. But everyone's saying that can't be it. They're lying to us, which fair enough. I mean,
which
historically.
They are known to do. And they're bad at it.
Yeah, exactly. And so then on the same day that they announce her surgery, Charles announces that he's got a big old prostate. He's got prostate issues.
So it sounded like he was bragging. He's like, guys, I know you've all been wondering, am I prostate? Huge.
Everyone's like, this is not the time, Charles.
Yes.
Kate's got surgery.
Sorry, can I not have my things?
You're taking the wind out of her sails there, Charlie. And then on January 29, she apparently returns home from hospital, but there's no pictures of it.
Right.
Whereas when Charles left hospital,
heaps
of photos and stuff. So it's like, well, why isn't the press taking photos of Kate leaving? And it's a lot of conspiracies around the fact that the actual Associated Press in the UK aren't properly covering this like they would another royal family scandal.
Yeah.
So are they in cahoots? Is the royal family telling them to be quiet? It's delicious conspiracy theory land. It's so fertile.
I mean, also, we famously, the royal family does not treat the women that marry into it well.
No. And that's a big angle that people are taking with this. Feb 27, Will pulls out of a memorial service due to personal reasons, but won't say what. Very vague. And that's when the conspiracy theories really start going, because it's like, why is Will not even doing public stuff now? Like, is Kate okay?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Then on Feb 29, 2 days later, after the conspiracy theories circulate for a couple of days, the royal family go, hey, we told you she's got surgery and she's not coming back till after Easter, so settle down.
Yes.
But basically people are then just saying like, well, we want proof of life then. We need to just a photo or something to prove that she's okay.
Yeah, because we don't trust you for very good reasons. Yeah. And you guys should know that.
Yeah.
You should, after Diana, you've after Megan.
You've been there the whole time. And then on March 4, grainy pap photos were taken of Kate and her mum driving around.
Yes, and then everyone's like, okay, because that was the weird brick wall thing. Where it, like, everyone's like, this seems photoshopped.
And people are comparing it to other photos of her being like, this is that photo they've just put her in and they've just made her hair a little different.
Yes.
See, like, they're not helping themselves. It's almost like they want this speculation.
Yes.
Because, like, to release, like, just... To put her in a car and then have Paps take photos of her, which I'm sure they're in control of, they know what they're doing.
Mm.
They know that there's going to be speculation.
I have a theory that the person in charge of the royal family's PR is 75 years old and is like so unaware how smart the internet is at discrediting
genuinely
like cover-ups and stuff like that.
Yes,
because it's like so every like everything we learned with Harry and Meghan, it's like they embarrass the fuck out of the royal family so easily with like no effort whatsoever.
Whoever is in charge of their PR, it is time for them to move on.
Yeah,
and they need to get a millennial in there.
Yeah,
because that is boomer energy.
Absolutely. I mean, with the edited photo as well.
Then they released on Mother's Day the photo of Kate and her three kids. So obviously edited.
Badly.
Badly.
Again, it has to be an old person who's like, looks fine. Good like when me. Your mum posts a photo of you and is like, my beautiful girl. And you're like, I look like an ogre.
Oh my God.
How dare you expose me to the public from that angle?
I'm so glad my mum never discovered Facetune. Could you imagine if they discovered apps?
Keep it secret. Don't even say it. What if they tune into this episode and they find out? Yeah. Mum, don't look into it. It's $1,000 to sign up.
And it's a scam.
It's a scam.
You guys hate that.
They steal your bank details.
Yeah.
And they'll log into your Facebook and they'll post something that will embarrass you to all of your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good to know. So then the royal family said that photo on Mother's Day was taken last week by William. And then a couple of days later.
Took it.
It looks like a pretty
full studio lighting.
Yeah, pretty professional photo.
Everyone's full hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just on a phone, but a professional camera as well. Didn't know he dabbled.
Dude, this is the thing. It's like, it's so off. We know. We know that's not a photo that you take on an iPhone. We all have iPhones.
Yes.
We all know that it's not that good.
Yes.
Do you think we're that poor? Are you so rich and being like,
they do.
The peasants won't understand the quality of a photo.
They're still using Polaroids.
Oh my God. Dude, influencer is one of the only careers now that can take you from the lower class to the upper class.
True that.
Okay? The fastest way up there financially. You think we don't know about photos? Fuck you.
It's just like, again, they have to know what they're doing. It's insane.
They don't. It's crazy.
That's so much worse. And then the Associated Press pulled the photo because they realized, like, because of the groundswell of people saying it's doctored and they're not allowed to publish doctored photos. So they just pulled it. And then my favorite part of this whole story is that Kate tweeted from her Twitter account.
Big quotation marks happening.
Big quotation marks happening. That she's recently been dabbling in Photoshop and apologies that it wasn't very good.
Look, I mean, it does track with our theory of when mums find out about Photoshop and Facetune.
I didn't know Kate was a boomer. I didn't know.
I didn't know either. Well, she's busy, dude. Like,
come on, to say, to the angle that Kate is just bad at for. She's never seen a. She hasn't seen a computer in 20 years. What are you talking about?
So how is there not a whole? She hasn't seen a computer in 20 years.
She's not opened a laptop.
Yes.
To open Photoshop.
No.
She doesn't have an Adobe suite.
Also, how is there not like a whole? There has to be a whole social media team for the royal family approving stuff and like
actual professionals in this field.
Also, at this point in time, if it's like there's this much pressure coming from the press of being like, where is she?
Mm.
And she's like, I'm just going to post this. Does no one step in and be like, hey,
actually,
I know your skin all of a sudden has no pores in this picture, but like this is not the time.
And it was really weird stuff that was Photoshopped too. Like the sleeves of her daughter didn't match like the edge of the sleeve of the daughter. Like it's almost as though they've like taken four different photos and mushed them together.
Mm.
So then obviously everyone's like, you're tweeting. We've all seen true crime docos. You're tweeting from her account to try and prove and give receipts.
And again, any other family, we wouldn't speculate. But you motherfuckers have done it before.
And then March 18, recently, just last week, pics of William and Kate at the markets came out. Again, very grainy. Mm. What did you think of those?
I hate to get deep into the weeds of conspiracy. Just kidding. I love it. What am I talking about? It was weird because all the footage was grainy, but her face was quite clear. And to me, that was odd. It felt off. It didn't feel right.
Agree.
Oh,
the timing is insane.
Mm.
There's literally a global question of where is Kate Middleton, and then we just happen to see her walking around a market shopping.
Yeah.
No, that's not how it works. Also, then people are like, wait, if she's just had abdominal surgery, we're not meant to see her for another few weeks until after Easter. What's she doing walking around in activewear and carrying a big, heavy bag? And, I love it.
And also, have you seen the side-by-sides of, like, there's a Kate Middleton, like, look-alike?
Lookalikes, yep.
And they're like...
Heidi Agen, I think her name is.
Yes! Eerily similar.
Yeah.
That must be a hard life of walking around and people be like, Princess Kate!
Oh, my God, could you imagine?
Everywhere you went.
How much disappointment you give people on the daily when they realize you're not her.
Oh, my God. Maybe she loves it. Like, that Taylor Swift girl, have you seen...
No.
Her name's Ashley, and she... This is the thing, is like she kind of looks like Taylor Swift.
Oh, not even.
But then she does her hair and makeup and dresses exactly like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And then it's like, why do people keep saying I look like Taylor Swift?
Come on.
There's a great video of like a fan mistaking her for Taylor Swift and like crying
like,
oh my God. And her friend's just going, it's Ashley. It's Ashley.
Fuck it.
It's Ashley.
It's just fucking Ashley, guys.
And this poor fat who's crying thinking they're meeting their idol.
It's really funny.
It's very funny.
There's also been some rumors around this woman called Rose Hanbury. People are saying there's
it's
a whole...
British-ass name.
Yeah. I'm sure it's the third.
Rose Hanbury.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a whole other side of conspiracy theories is that that Wills and Kate are soft launching their divorce at the moment, and that's why she's retreated. And
no,
that
they're not planning shit at the moment. This is so clunky.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
And so apparently there were rumors of a affair with Rose back in 2019, and just strangely, whilst all this is going on in the last month. The UK press has been doing a lot of pieces on this Rose Hanbury, just like, what do you call them? Just like big spreads about who is Rose Hanbury and what's her background and just very favorable kind of media attention to this woman. So people are like, is he having an affair or is he going to soft launch Rose Hanbury and therefore soft launch their divorce? And then people are like, because Charles is on the brink, he's on the out right now because of his prostate cancer.
Yeah.
So,
and he's what? 90-something?
No, he's I think he's only in his 70s.
He does not look like it.
Because Lizzie was in her 90s.
Oh, okay.
His mum only just died last year.
Insanity.
And so people are like, okay, so soon, the royal family knows that soon Will is going to have to step up and be king and they don't want Kate to be queen, so they're edging her out before that happens.
Mm.
And it's just eerily similar to what happened to Diana, what happened to Meghan? Like you said earlier, the royal family does not treat the women who marry into this family well.
Mm. It's, look, I really hoped it was the BBL. I really loved.
That was fun.
Everyone fueling the Kate got in BBL flames. I yep. love you. Don't stop.
That was
Don't
fun.
Stop being who you are.
Yep. I read so many, because I actually just peek behind the curtain. I read a Batuta article about the disappearance of Kate Middleton a few weeks ago. It's actually a very funny but very personal story around that, which I will share on the Patreon.
What? Oh, yes, 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 yes.
But, and so my article was saying that she's actually, because this is when all the fun conspiracy theories were happening, yeah. like BBLs, she's growing out a fringe, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I said that she was in the jungle for I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
But it very quickly turned into divorce, cheating. Oof, yeah.
Yeah. There is, with all of these like rumors and stuff that like when something gets into the zeitgeist, there's such a fun period.
Yes.
Of conjecture and silliness, and then someone's always going to take it too far. But again, not that too far, because who are we dealing
They're
with?
They're not helping it.
Yes.
Just put, like, it's so easily fixable. Just put a clear photo of Kate fucking holding a newspaper or something.
Yeah. Or if she's like, if she's genuinely sick, it's like,
yes,
you can say that.
Yeah, you can, yeah, come out and say that, like make a statement.
Yeah, because now it's like it went from everyone's, because you know that they got so annoyed with the BBL stuff.
Definitely.
You know, it's such like a, like, childish, like, maybe she got a BBL. And their old ass social media manager was like, "No, no, she didn't get a BBL. Stop it! Stop your the Duchess would never get. Is she a Duchess or a Princess? I don't know.
She's a Princess.
The Princess would never get a BBL. Stop being so disgusting. It's like she got a juicy dump. She got a fatty. Stop it! Stop it right now!
Stop it right now! I'm going to tell my daddy on you. That's the king." My favorite theory is that she's going to come out and date Pete Davidson.
Hot.
Next.
Oh, my God. He does like an older British lady. That's he did it. Date Kate Beckinsdale
That's
for
right.
a while.
But, yeah, so.
Look, hopefully she comes. Hopefully the truth comes out soon.
Mm.
Or I think more likely we'll all just forget about it in a few weeks.
Yeah, she'll. What will probably happen is she'll do what they said after Easter. She'll be like, hey,
yeah,
I'm all good. And then, yeah, we'll forget about it.
All right. Countdown. We'll check back in
after Easter.
Next week's episode.
All right, next.
God, we love to hate this man.
Oh, do we?
I get almost a little bit jazzed every time he tries to come back in. I was like, you fucking idiot. You
yum.
Think?
Yum. Yum.
Okay, JT. So last week he did a Tiny Desk concert, which is an absolutely iconic YouTube series by NPR where they get very famous musicians and they do a concert like within like an office cubicle.
Mm.
And there's like, I mean, Mac Miller has one of the greatest ones of all time. Reggie Watts has also a fantastic one. And so JT thought, hey, I've got a new album out. I've just done SNL and that went so well. Why don't I jump on this?
Do the cool things that the cool people do.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of them, question mark?
I just don't understand how he must not read the comments.
He mustn't. He's like a J-Lo. He's surrounded by yes men.
Our queen.
Our queen.
Also, I'm so glad the internet is catching up now.
Finally. I can't believe we're ahead of the curve.
Right?
Look at us.
Every time I open like a TikTok or Reels, every time I see a J-Lo video slandering her, I love it.
When I see, because I think it's because, so I was so sure that Prime would pull it. I can't believe it's still up. And then they started releasing clips on TikTok from the Prime Video account. And that let people start stitching them. And it has been so delightful.
Did you see the one of that producer who worked on?
Yes. Who, saying that they did that scene 12 times.
The like, I remember having my hair like this when I used to just crazy girl run around the Bronx. It's like your hair's just messy.
It's just messy, girl.
Is your hair never messy?
Do you say you didn't own a brush back then? Is that what you're implying?
And everyone's like, we literally have evidence that that's not what you were doing when you're 16.
At 16, you'd left the Bronx. You were already famous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Another JLo app, although we could. Every week we could do a JLo app.
We'll just spin off podcast.
Justin Timberlake is of that same vein of someone who is just so unaware of how he's perceived by the public because he has been badly behaved for decades. And I don't know who keeps letting him get away with it.
Well, everyone.
Everyone.
Until recently.
Yes. So I don't think he understands that Britney Spears has won the internet.
Big time.
Sorry.
There's no question.
She's our messy queen. And she's going through it and we will fight for her. Because I think we all relate to her in a weird way of like, we've all posted stuff on the internet that has not gone the way that we thought it would. Mm-hmm. And yet she persists.
She never archives.
She
leaves them up.
She leaves it up. She keeps it ambiguous. She keeps us guessing.
I love it.
And then she dropped her memoir to tell us everything. Meanwhile, this fucking... No, I was going to say a C-bomb.
Go for it.
Cunt of a man.
Cunt of a curly-haired man.
And also there's been a lot of comments about him, picking from, like, black culture and, like, impersonating a lot of African-American artists and not crediting them. And
oh, I'm so here for it. Just do all of it. Bring it on.
I think I really like the awareness from the public that's when someone is not authentic.
Mm.
Although I stand by my theory that artists should only ever give 2% of themselves to the public.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not authentic, people can tell. And I like that.
When that 2% is not authentic, 100%. Mm. And that's social media. Because we do see celebrities who are authentic.
Yeah.
We see how that works. Like your Britney Spears.
Yeah.
That's authentic as fuck. She could not get more authentic than what she posts. So then to see the 2% that when people aren't authentic, it's fucking obvious.
Yes.
We can tell.
And also someone needs to sit him down because at the Tiny Desk concert, every clip is just littered with comments being like, shut the fuck up. You suck. Apologize to Britney.
Ugh.
Just over and over again.
And like, Janet.
And Janet. Oh my God. So, I mean, that's not the... This man has been shit. If anyone doesn't know, this is a brief timeline of every fucked up thing that Justin Timberlake has done. So starting from, I mean, Britney in 2000, like the year 2000, fucking her over and cheating on her. Mm-hmm. And then also saying that he took her virginity on radio.
When he didn't. She'd lost her virginity before meeting him.
I mean... You know, another relatable thing is lying about your virginity to make him feel big and important.
Or your number, at least. I've done that before.
Yeah. I've never done this before. Anyway, and then so very publicly, like, just really shaming her. Anyway, then a couple of years later, 2003 at the Super Bowl, tearing away Janet Jackson's costume to reveal her breast. Although there's been a lot of stuff now that is like it was staged, the aftermath of it was horrendous and the backlash on her was so much more severe than it was for him. Mm. He didn't fix it. So it was like a couple of weeks after the Grammys happened and he was invited and she was uninvited.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he did nothing to apologize or...
Make it right
in any way.
He loves getting a bus and throwing a woman under it.
Yeah.
Because then also with Britney, he then released Cry Me a River, which was, like you said, implying that she cheated on him and she never did.
Yeah.
And just like absolutely added to the pylon for these two women.
Yeah. He gives me like man baby energy. So it goes on from the Super Bowl, by the way. That's not where this ends. So he has a very big obsession with Prince. And somehow trying to piss Prince off. And he really thinks that he is the next.
Like, no.
If not better than Prince. And so we can see that with when he released Sexy Back, that was a direct dig at Prince. Because Prince has always, like, been the thing that brought Sexy back.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, when Prince, like, became, like, very, like, I think it was, like, the late 80s, early 90s, everyone's like, Prince brought sexy back. And because Prince is undeniably sexy.
And then Justin, oh.
And he's like, well, I guess, hey, me too. Like,
right, guys?
Yeah. And so, and Prince, like, publicly said, he's like, this guy's a phony. Like,
ugh,
like,
love.
How dare you? Then when Justin Timberlake was invited back to do the Super Bowl, by the way.
True that.
After Prince died, beforehand, Prince was like, I never, ever, ever want to be brought back as a hologram. Don't do that shit. When I'm gone, I'm gone. Guess what Justin did at the Super Bowl?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Had a hologram of Prince perform alongside him, by the way.
That's psycho.
A non-consensual duet.
That is psycho.
Yes.
Ooh.
Awful behavior. And then as well, had a birthday party on Prince's estate after he passed. And Prince was famously sober and kept his estate as a dry, like,
yeah,
location. I'm not sure what the sober term is for it. Mm. And had one of the most alcohol fuel events that they've ever seen on the premise.
I did not know this at all.
Yeah.
What the? Dude, get in the bin.
I think he thinks that kind of mocking these people makes him likable. But it's like the people that you're choosing to mock, it can work.
Sure.
But the people you're choosing to mock are so beloved and it just makes you look like a fuckhead and exposes you to be a fuckhead.
Literally, like, especially because the society has moved on, so now we're finally realizing that he treated Britney wrong, finally realizing that he treated Janet Jackson wrong. Britney Spears, Janet Jackson, and Prince, they're the three that you want to have beef with, dude?
Mm.
Fucking hell.
And he thinks he's above them.
Yeah. So,
but then he was on SNL a couple of months ago.
Ugh, it sucked.
Promoting, yeah, so bad.
Because he's like, he used to do SNL all the time back when Jimmy Fallon was on.
I mean, unless we forget Dick in a Box.
Dick in a Box, of course.
Classic.
So him and Jimmy, and of course the Bee Gees thing, which they brought back in this redo, and it was so underwhelming, and it was so just, oh, you guys think we're still in 2005. This is no good.
Well, this is the thing. It's like him and J-Lo have the same thing of, like, they perform really well on these sketch shows because they are, like, they're the perfect tier of actor where, like, they're not an award-winning actor, but they have enough performance skills.
They can do it.
To pull this off and be charismatic. Musically, both of them, now that they're not like these cute young pop stars that we have, we're like, but they're young, you know? It's like, no, now you're 40 and people are realizing that you actually don't really have a lot of creative talent to fall back on.
Not at all. I was listening to a song, it just came up on Spotify the other day, and I was like, who's this? And I realized it was Justin Timberlake. Like, I wouldn't have picked his voice out in a crowd. Like, I didn't know that this was a Justin song.
Yeah.
Oh, so the allure was that he was a sex symbol and that he could dance.
Yeah.
Right? But he's not a sex symbol anymore.
Mm.
And we're absolutely also realizing that he doesn't have a lot of talent, but he also doesn't have any style.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, because a lot of what he's getting reamed for online is his style these days. He's got dad clothes.
Yeah.
He's wearing chinos.
Also, it's so weird for someone who is a dad and is married to, it's like, doesn't ever acknowledge any of that, still acts like he's...
Yes, in NSYNC.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
And then he did a concert the other day and brought NSYNC on as a surprise, as like a little reunion song. And I saw a clip of it, and he is just, he's got his foot up on the amp, he's so into it, and people are like loving seeing JT fighting for his life for relevancy among an NSYNC reunion. Like, he was going so hard. I think he knows a little bit.
But, like, that's what made him great was NSYNC, and I don't understand how he thinks as a solo, like, this constant push for him to be like, yeah, but I'm Justin fucking Timberlake. It's like, you will always be part of NSYNC.
Yeah.
And the fact that you clearly think you're better than all of these guys is a real disservice to your fans. It's like, that's why, like, with One Direction, it's like all of the One Direction guys are like, I love the guy, I mean, except for Liam Payne. And that's why he went straight under the bus, because it's like, once you disrespect your fans and you disrespect the thing that they like you for, sorry, but we don't give a fuck anymore.
We just don't like you anymore. We still like the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also his other recent concert. This is another point where it's like, someone needs to take him and shake him and be like, this, like, again, with the Kate Middleton thing, it's like, literally just apologize.
Like,
just say sorry for. And I understand making a white man say sorry is one of the hardest things. Mm-hmm. I mean, just making a man say sorry. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, such mm-hmm. a mountain for us to climb.
Yeah.
Because before SNL, well, when SNL happened, Britney Spears posted being like, she apologized to him for what?
Right. That was weird.
Yes.
Saying, oh, it's always fun to see Justin and Jimmy back together. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, like, sorry.
Yeah.
And then a week later, he was doing a concert in New York.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, and he's like, he's like, it's so cringe, of him just being like, I'd like to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's like,
Crimea River. I think he sang Crimea River after that. I think that was introing the Britney song.
Just so fucking little cunt, awareness.
Sorry. Oh, that is rude, dude. Yeah, but little awareness. Like, this is not going to play well.
When she's called you out directly and said sorry, and then you just like smack it away because you think you're so much better than her and you're not. Mm. Sorry, Britney Spears will always be more famous than you.
Of course she will. Of course she will. Like, we're living in an historic time around Britney Spears right now. Mm. This will be spoken about for decades.
Yeah.
And he'll be the villain.
Yes.
So why are you playing into that?
Yeah.
Saying fucking no one. Ah.
He just doesn't think he's the villain at all. There's no humbleness. It's all ego. And I'm glad it's coming out.
Yeah, and apparently no one likes his new album. People like it's very underwhelming. It sucks. I love it.
Yeah. Well, because his first album was produced by Timbaland.
Right. I saw one line from one of the songs. The song's called Fucking Up the Disco.
No. Hey, can I just say one word? No.
Nope. This is a line from it. This is Justin Timberlake. Run your 9-inch nails all over my back. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Put your cheekbones all the way into my neck. Take a bite on the side. Let your tongue get wet. You're a father.
Also, sorry, one second. Run your 9-inch nails.
What women do he know?
Are you talking about the band? 9-inch nails?
Like a CD?
Are you
A bit?
Or are you talking about literally having 9-inch nails? Which, I mean, doesn't surprise me that a man doesn't know how long an inch is. 9 inches is like this
it's
long.
It's crazy.
If not longer. You're getting close to a foot long nail there, dude.
Nuts, dude.
I'm not going to tell you about that's
that's Guinness Book of World Records shit right there.
If I went into my nail salon and I said, hey, give me the 9 inches.
We can't.
They would ask me to leave.
We can't possibly. We don't have the material.
I could give them all the money in the world. And they was like, that's not possible. We need to get a doctor in here and explain to you why that's not. And I said, but Justin Timberlake has offered to pay me $3,000 to run him down his back.
He's going to write a song about it. It's a whole thing.
And they said, we don't want to be associated with that man at all.
Fair enough.
No. Sorry. I have to let it go.
Anyway,
push your
disgusting.
Cheekbones. Sorry. Logistically, I'm like, dude, we know you just do missionary. Come on.
Of course he does. He wears chinos and cropped button-ups.
No.
Just like Charlie Sheen in 2.5 Men. And to still be doing the sexy, I'm a sex symbol style song, it's not playing anymore.
To all the hardcore NSYNC fans out there who are still giving this man any shred of confidence, I need you to stop.
Yep.
Not forever, but just for the next 6 months.
Please.
Stop.
It's just got to be Gen X women, surely.
Surely.
Like, it's just got to be women older than us. He's not getting into a new audience.
Mm-mm.
All right, and just quickly before we wrap up, just a quick shout out to...
Quick shout out.
What up, girl? Holly Valance, what is she even famous for?
She was on Neighbours. Away on Neighbours, and she released, oh my God, the song Kiss Kiss.
That's right.
You're gonna get my. Oh my God. And like, I have heard from many millennial men that the music video for that song was their sexual awakening.
I get it.
That is when
she was very wet in it, wasn't she?
Yes. And it's hot. She's hot.
Yeah.
The song is a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly early 2000s pop.
Big time.
A big rotation. Yep. I play it at music trivia. It gets a lot of love.
Oh, fun.
Yes. And she's absolutely stunning.
Mm.
But she hasn't been in the public eye
for out.
Quite some time.
Yeah.
Until recently.
And so she married a billionaire? Is that what happened?
She married a very, very, very rich man, mm-hmm. which can change a woman's morals.
Yeah. So she just for some reason was on a podcast. It's called Chopper's Political Podcast.
What? Why is she on that?
That's a big question.
Why is Holly Valance on a political podcast? Why is she being
asked to speak on anything political? And she basically just started ripping into Greta Thunberg and called her a demonic little gremlin high priestess. So Holly Valance has gone full right wing with no soft launch to it whatsoever.
Just diving in the deep end.
Just really diving in. And it's just bizarre. And it's been something very fun to just watch
just
happen.
Hey, if I married a millionaire, of course I'm going to start losing touch.
Of course.
It's a common man and woman and they very quickly.
Mm.
It's just to go that far, that quickly.
Yeah.
From...
She's climate change denying, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, so shout out to Holly. Welcome back to the public space. You've certainly made an entrance. Well, that's our pop culture chats.
Yes. Very, look, a bit of a grim one.
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially. All right.
We'll keep you guys updated.
Keep you posted.
Love you.
Love you.